Senator Ben Cardin visited what must be one of the safest schools in Maryland yesterday to talk with students about gun violence, both in and out of school. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benassi reports that the school has security guards, cameras, and an electric gate.
Driving up to the Seed School of Maryland in West Baltimore, Cardin was greeted by a security guard who opened an electric gate while a camera recorded his arrival. He met a second security guard at the front door. Cardin says while these security measures may work for the Seed School, they may not work for all schools.
It's not practical in all schools. We recognize that. So we want the school to do what's necessary to make their surroundings as safe as possible, to make sure they know who enters school buildings, and to take those types of precautions. But we also want to make it less likely that these type of military-style weapons can end up anywhere in our community.
Cardin, whose visit came less than a week after the National March for Our Lives demonstration, faced tough questions from student leaders, not only on school gun violence, but also on community gun violence. One student asked why, when inner cities are affected by gun violence regularly, it took mass shootings in suburban areas to get any momentum behind gun control legislation.
I really think it was a high school setting. Parkland is you're correct, it's a suburban school. It relates to the issue that this is a universal problem, not just an inner city problem.
Given revelations of police abuse in a U.S. Justice Department report and the recent Gun Trace Task Force trial, one student wanted to know if police are receiving racial sensitivity training. Cardin said he met with community leaders in Sandtown, Winchester multiple times after the 2015 death of Freddie Gray in police custody.
They said something that maybe some of you knew, but I didn't. And that is that community leaders would not work with the local police, even when they saw crime in their neighborhood.
Cardin said in order to reduce the number of illegal guns in the city, he would like to see increased background checks and closures of what's known as the gun show loophole, which allows private sales of guns without background checks. Cardin says he was glad to see so many engaged students.
Well, first, I was very pleased to see the first question I asked is how many of them have been engaged in what's happened at Parkland and with other students to deal with gun safety legislation. And just about every one of the students raised their hands.
One of those was student body president Jeremiah Williams. She says she was involved in the ceasefire in her West Baltimore community of Edmondson Village.
And we did have a walk. We did have like a moment of silence for the lives that were lost in our city. So yes, I have been involved.
She said she and her fellow students feel safe at school, but still they worry.
But it's still having that input and back in your mind, like maybe someone may have a gun on them, maybe someone have a weapon or not, if you never know.
Williams says she appreciated Cardin's visit to address any questions on gun legislation that students may have.
Because, you know, we cannot talk to the president and see what he thinks.
Cardin challenged students at Seed to continue their activism.
You've already made a difference. The question is, can you stay focused? What's going to happen in June when you go on recess? And the NRA is still working. They work 24/7, 12 months a year. They never stop.
William says that students at Seed would like to receive training on how to deal with an active shooter. I'm Dominique Maria Benassi for 88.1 WYPR.